This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. After a pandemic-induced freeze in the IPO market, public stock offerings are heating up again. The British chip designer Arm had quite the debut last week. Tomorrow, it is a darling of the pandemic economy. Instacart is going to be offering itself at $28 to $30 a share, looking for a total valuation bumping up against $10 billion. Of course, the appetite for food delivery isn't quite as voracious as it was back in 2020, but Instacart has found another way to make money: advertising. Nearly a third of the company's revenue last year came from ad and software sales. That is from its prospectus. And Instacart's not the first e-commerce service to make that pivot either. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on the rise of retail media networks.
Businesses like Instacart, Amazon, or Uber have the things they're actually selling: your yogurt, no-name electronics, rides to the airport. But Forrester retail analyst Sucharita Kadali says they're also increasingly selling your eyeballs.
You search for yogurt and there's like a Chobani ad, and it's more lucrative to sell an ad than it is to actually, in many cases, sell the yogurt.
Most of us are used to ads on websites or apps, but Garrett Johnson, a marketing professor at Boston University, says advertising on retail sites specifically is becoming ubiquitous.
Uber, Lowe's, Home Depot, DoorDash, Uber Eats, CVS, Walgreens, Macy's, like the list just goes on and on and on.
Johnson says there's a crackdown on data privacy in some countries and states, plus policies that make it easier for consumers to opt out of mobile app tracking have made targeted advertising more difficult. That's made e-commerce sites with their ample data about users even more attractive to advertisers. Vijay Gurbaksani is a professor of business and computer science at UC Irvine.
They are capturing consumers with a very, very strong intent to purchase. I don't go to Instacart to hang out or read something, right? I go to Instacart to buy something.
But relying on advertising too much can turn customers off, says Caitlin Sikowski with market research firm Mintel.
Just the amount that you're exposed to while trying to live your everyday life can really put it like a sour taste in your mouth.
In Mintel surveys, almost three quarters of consumers say they'd stop visiting a website if too many ads interfered. And losing those eyeballs cancels out the whole point of advertising. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.